Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Perry Bell. On today's program, I speak with Cassie Pearson, Knoxville School Superintendent, and Craig Mobley, Knoxville Business Manager, about the most recent school board meeting.
With Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley talking about the most recent Knoxville School Board meeting. Cassie, what was kind of one of the highlights or in the school board meeting?
My favorite part of school board meetings is always the student presentations. And Mr. Richardson had several students here with us at our board meeting to talk about science club trips. Over the summer in June, they went out to the East Coast, and the photos that they shared and the stories that the kids told are just really exciting. And I'm so pleased that our community and our school district gets to offer those trips to students who might not get to travel otherwise. So some of the highlights from this summer trip was whale watching. They got very close to a humpback whale and had lots of stories to tell about that. They also got to go sailing, and they learned about all the different sails and the teamwork that it takes to sail. And they were sailing on the ocean, which I think is a pretty cool thing. And so that's always my highlight. They also are getting ready to go on a trip in early November. Mr. Richardson usually tries to plan when we don't have school on a Friday after parent-teacher conferences. That's a long weekend. And so they go somewhere fairly close. This November, they are headed to Kansas City. And he has a lot of exciting places for them to go see and experience some science, see some museums, and just really have a good time together. And they learn together, they collaborate. November, I believe they'll be staying in a hotel, but on our summer trips, they camp. So they learn a lot of life skills in that setting as well.
It's learning outside the classroom, and you can't beat that.
It is, very much so. And the other thing that we got to hear more about is the Washington, D.C. trips. So just here at the very end of October, we will have a group of eighth graders that will be taking a trip with Mrs. Finnegan out to Washington, D.C. It's 4 days. They jam-pack it full of experiences for those students. And then the first week of November, Mr. Udemark will be taking a group of ninth graders on that same trip. And this will be the last year that we have two groups going, because we have shifted it from a spring trip to a fall trip. We have discovered, because we had to shift because of COVID, that it's actually a much better time to be out in Washington, D.C. than in the spring when we had gone in the past. So we've got several, I think around 50 students going with each of those groups, and we'll be excited to hear from them when they return.
Craig, what do you want to add into this? Maybe you can talk about girls wrestling was on the agenda.
Right. So recently in the past few months, The Iowa High School Girls Athletic Union has officially recognized girls wrestling as an official sport for them. And so, you know, the unfortunate part about it is Knoxville wouldn't be able to field an entire full team on our own. So been working with the Pella Community School District to share that program. So our student athletes, our girl wrestlers, will join the Pella team to try to fill a full roster. But, you know, it gives our athletes a chance to participate in that program, be on a full team, really get that program kind of off and running. So I think it'll be good for those girls from Knoxville that would like to participate and like to try that out. So gives them that opportunity.
And it's girls wrestling girls.
Exactly, yep. So new program, new, you know, recognized sport for the state. They'll have a full season. They'll have their state tournament. So everything just for girls wrestling. So it's exciting to see how that goes.
And while we're talking about athletics a little bit, there's a report from on the athletic numbers being up this year too. Would you want to add into that?
Yeah, we've been very pleased. Our student participation in our programs just continues to increase, and that's really what we want. Athletic numbers are going up, but so are our other sponsors or our other club numbers are going up, and we continue to add different opportunities like esports and art club and coding club, because we want all kids to be able to participate in extracurriculars. You know, athletics is the one that most people know about, and we love our athletics here in Knoxville. Excited for our teams. They're finding some success and they're improving every single week. We appreciate our coaches that work with those student athletes, and we just want more to keep joining because we know it's healthy, it's building good life skills, and it's just a great fun. It builds a lot of memories for them while they're in high school.
And I know I recently interviewed interviewed Meredith Tipping with the band, and I know her numbers are strong. She mentioned that they have 25 freshmen in the band, and so I know those numbers are strong too.
They are. We have our performing arts, have many opportunities, our choir and our band, and then our musical was just announced, so our kids will be doing the high school version of Chicago in March, and tryouts for that will be coming up here very soon as well. You know, Perry, one of the things that we really take pride in here in Knoxville is trying to encourage all kids to find what they love to do and go do it, because we want them to have as many experiences as possible so they can figure out what their path in life is going to be.
We might mention that the next board meeting scheduled for October 10 will be canceled. Do you want to talk a little bit about that and when the next board meeting?
Yeah, we had a couple of school board members that will be gone for that meeting, and we don't have any time-sensitive items that need to be on that agenda, so we'll cancel the October 10th meeting, and I believe then we'll meet October 24th in the boardroom at 5:30.
Okay. Kathy, as we close this out, is there anything else you want to add in here?
It's been an exciting fall, and we are looking forward to jumping into October. Hopefully all of our community members can come out and support all of our students in their activities, and we are getting ready to put out some more information. We've gotten our test scores back, and we're very pleased with how our little ones are doing. So, in fact, all of our kids have really grown. We've seen a great gain in the learning loss since COVID happened, and so we'll be sharing that information here in the next few weeks.
And I know we'll have this on before, but kind of mid-October, you're going to have a moving project.
We are. Our middle school students will start in their new building on October 12th, and very, very excited for that opportunity, and a lot more energy in the building. So Craig and I are going to be geared up for helping with bus duty and walking the halls just to see how everything's going.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.